I'm Rachel, in for Letitia, and we're going to talk food now. I love food. Who doesn't love food, right? Food is just a great comforter, especially at this time of year. It feels like we've all been given permission to start having winter warmers and comfort food and just more of it. And Christmas is coming and we're thinking about Christmas foods. What not to love? There's a brand new food festival celebrating the best of food across Coventry, and it's part of the Resonate Festival. Warwick Uni's Feast Festival will showcase a set of blogs, films and events to show us the best of what's on offer on the plate across the city. Professor Bayart Koomen is one of the team organising it, and he's on the show tonight. Hello, Bayart. How are you?
Hello, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Now, I love food, and I know that you are a history professor, and I know that this is really covering all sorts of angles of food, but just you know, what made you want to launch this, and what is it all about?
Well, I'm very excited to be associated with this. It allows me to collaborate with a lot of people from across the university and particularly from across Coventry. You know, we got like partners like the City of Culture, we got the Coventry Bid, we got Visit Coventry, we collaborate with Ellen Manning, who's a food blogger, my parish, a local history resource, Warwick Retail, the people who run the hospitality on campus, the Spirit of Berkswell, which is a parish organization of St. John the Baptist. So it's a chance for us to get out of our sort of like campus life and really engage with the exciting sort of delicacies that are available in the Coventry region.
Well, I love that you describe them as delicacies, because there's probably people sitting here going, does Coventry have delicacies? And so let's stay with that. Tell me about Coventry's delicacies.
Well, you see, that's one of the things that even I wasn't really familiar with, all the kinds of things that we have on offer here. So, I mean, one of the big sort of highlights of our festival is the Coventry God Cake, which is one of these things that goes back, you know, 100 years, if not more, and is a speciality that you can have in selected shops like the Esquire's Cafe or the City of Culture shop here, which is a kind of pastry, a festive pastry associated with godparents, gifts to their godchildren associated with the Trinity, hence its triangular shape. And, you know, it tastes very good. So that's one of the big things we're going to highlight. But there's also like a vineyard in near Stratford, you know, which is the Welcome Hills Vineyard, which not many people may be familiar with. There are local brewers like Twisted Barrel. There's Heart of England Farm. There are restaurants like Rodizio Rico at Churrascaria in the town, Metropolis, who will be featuring in our Vegetable Week. So, and Berkswell cheese, you know, which I didn't know about, which tastes fantastic. And so these are really some of the big things we want to bring to the attention of people, people who have been sort of forced to stay at home for many months, you know, because of the pandemic. Now, one of our aims is to bring them back out again to go and explore this hospitality, and food and drink is one of the things that really fosters being together. We want to showcase the excellent food and drink that's available in the region, but we also want to share a little bit of the research that's going on food and drink in the university.
Well, tell me a little bit about that research then. Put some academic backbone to this exciting extravaganza of eating. Tell us about that.
So on our website, which is www.resonatefestival.co.uk, where you have a lot of free events and content, we're going to be featuring, among other things, blogs on certain special food items. So the Coventry God Cake one is already available. And every week we're going to be adding more and more content. So what's coming next is a contribution on haggis and its relationship to Coventry. Then we have one on hot chocolate. We got one on church ale. Do you know what a church ale is?
Oh, it sounds yummy though.
It is a medieval tradition by which the sort of lay people of the parishes raised money for the church, for the embellishment and the maintenance of the building, by having their women brewing beer in the church house and then inviting people from near and far, you know, with the attraction of minstrels and maybe the staging of plays. And then these people came, drank the ale and financed the church in the process. So we want to connect again with that kind of feature. And this is part of the so-called Feast Food Fair, which we're going to run on the 10th and 11th of December at Berkswell. And then
that sounds great, that actually. So is it going to be sort of reminiscent of what might have actually happened with the church ale? You know, is it going to have that vibe? Is it going to have a little bit of, you know, medieval reconstruction vibe about it?
Well, we're not going to go down that route with the costumes and everything, but we want to recreate the vibe, you know, the togetherness, people coming together in the church, which is not just a religious place. And I think the rector, Mark Bratton of Berkswell, is really adamant that, you know, the church is not just about services, etc. The church should be a sort of a heartbeat of the community. So that's what we want to recreate. Obviously, we want also people to enjoy the good beer and the good sort of food from various communities that will be on offer. Some of the parishioners come from Slovakia, some of them come from Poland. There will be a Sri Lankan buffet available. So we want to get people aware that, you know, that their churches, which are so frequent and in every village of the region, that they can serve that kind of pleasant convivial function as well as all the other things that they do.
It sounds wonderful. Well, I hope, even if there's no, you know, dressing up in a medieval way, I hope there's some wassailing bay art, because that is something I feel that there should be wassailing going along while they're drinking ale. Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna see what people, you know, come with, what ideas they have. We're also gonna have little on Saturday. We're gonna have more food focus, more for families, with a few activities. We also, by the way, have like a Greek and Roman cooking festival, which will involve schools from the Coventry area trying their hands at sort of antique cooking, producing a mosaic.
I love that. That sounds fantastic.
And that's at the Herbert Gallery. But then we also have a bean feast, you know, showcasing some of the haricot beans that were being produced at the university. We've got research videos that are gradually being uploaded on beer and brewing in the 16th century, on festive bread. We got the world expert of food studies, which is a professor from Brussels who talks to us about festive bread. We got a conversation on Asian food ways, food and drinks. We
it
got milk
fantastic.
Research. So
I think none of us are going to walk away with an empty stomach from this, are we, Bayart? It sounds brilliant. So thank you very much. So people just have to go to the Resonate Festival website if they want to find out
exactly, and hopefully they also take this opportunity to basically go out, you know, and rediscover all the hospitality that's out there, and maybe also look up one or two of the researchers that are associated with the Food GRP, which is the host of the whole theme in the festival.
Lovely, thank you very much. That's Professor Bayart Koomin, who's certainly got my appetite wet. I love the idea of a Greek and Roman cookery and some church ale and all the rest of it. Sounds amazing. It's part of the Resonate Festival. Warwick Uni's Feast Festival will showcase all sorts of things, from actual food to blogs and videos about food. So it sounds great, doesn't it? Perfect for winter as well.